This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A gunman killed at least 100 people in a northern Burkina Faso village. That's according to the government on Sunday. And the country's deadliest attack in many years. It took place on Friday evening in a Sohan village. A government spokesman blamed jihadists. The local market and several homes were also burned down. The attack took place and it is the deadliest attack recorded in Burkina Faso since the West African country was overrun by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic State about 5 years ago. That's according to a senior researcher at the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The United States will give Taiwan 750,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine, which is all part of President Joe Biden's move to share millions of jabs globally. That's according to three U.S. senators Sunday, after the self-ruled island complained that China is hindering its efforts to secure the injections amid an outbreak. Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, who arrived in Taiwan with her two colleagues, said that the trip underscores the bipartisan support for the Democratic Island that Beijing claims as its own renegade territory. Afghanistan is battling a brutal new surge in COVID-19 infections, while health officials plead for vaccines and express deep frustration as the inequities of global vaccine distribution continues. The positive rate for COVID test has jumped from 8% to 60% in some parts of the country. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN humanitarian chief is now warning of famine that may be imminent in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region in the country's north, and there is a risk that hundreds of thousands of people or more will die. Mark Wilcox says the economy has been destroyed along with businesses, crops, and farms, and there are no banking or telecommunication services. He says that we are just hearing of starvation-related deaths already. Wilcox urged the international community to step up, including with money. Political tensions between Ethiopia's president and Tigray's leaders, who once dominated Ethiopia's government, exploded into war last November. No one knows how many thousands of civilians or combatants died in the disastrous famine of 1984 and 85. About 2 million Africans died, about half in Ethiopia. Millions of Nigerians were unable to access Twitter Saturday after the government enforced an indefinite suspension of the microblogging platform's operations in Nigeria. The Association of Licensed Telecommunications Operators of Nigeria said in a statement that its members have suspended access to Twitter in compliance with the government directive to do so. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said this week that he is deeply disappointed that the Roman Catholic Church has not offered a formal apology and made amends for its now role in Canada's former system of church-run Indigenous boarding schools after the remains of 215 children were located at what was once the country's largest such institution. Trudeau called on the church to step up and take responsibility after years of silence. From the 19th century until the 1970s, more than 150,000 First Nations children in Canada were forced to attend state-funded Christian schools as an effort to assimilate them into Canadian society. The Canadian government has admitted that physical and sexual abuse was rampant in those schools, with students beaten for speaking their native languages. Recapping our top story, again, gunmen have killed at least 100 people in northern Burkina Faso village. The attack took place Friday evening in Sohan village. One government spokesman blamed jihadists for the attacks. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.